All right, welcome to a very special Thanksgiving edition of the Content Toolbox. We are going to be talking about things we're grateful for, things I'm grateful for, and how that plays into the importance of the entrepreneurial mindset. So, buckle up, let's go. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right. I felt like it was most appropriate, given that today is Thanksgiving Day, and I wanted to have a nice big shout out to things that we're grateful for. And the more I thought about it, the more it just kind of played right into that entrepreneurial mindset. And I was reminded of a couple of stories, and then I have a couple of examples for you guys. So a couple of years ago, a friend of mine had told me, she's like, you know what, one of the most important things that I've ever done for myself that has helped me both professionally and personally has been to keep a gratitude journal. And I'm like, with the eye roll and blah, I just don't want to do that. Like, I already know the things I'm happy about and I'm not going to keep a journal and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fast forward to now, when I actually do keep a gratitude journal and it actually does affect not only my personal life, but my business life in so many different ways. And I really started kind of thinking about that. And I'm like, all right, A, how is she so right? And, you know, it's so easy to just ignore those things. But B, what does that actually mean? And like, why does it work as an entrepreneur? And so I was thinking about, I don't even know which event. I know it was a Funnel Hacking Live, and I know it was one where Tony Robbins was speaking. And he talked about feeling fulfilled. And it might have actually been Unleash the Power Within, a UPW Tony event. I'm mixing all my Tony events in together, but you know, that's how it goes. Anyway, so he was talking about the power of feeling fulfilled. Like, what is it that actually makes us continue to operate, want to continue to go, to keep moving forward as entrepreneurs? And one of those things is feeling fulfilled, feeling like we are on this planet making a difference in the things that we do. And I know that as entrepreneurs or as business owners or whatever, like, the reason that you started a business is because you feel a calling. You feel like there is something that you were put here on this earth to do, and you want to do that thing. And sometimes it's easy to not feel fulfilled, say that five times fast, because it's a thing that's out there that we're working towards that we haven't reached yet. And honestly, like, one of the most profound things that just struck me from the Tony Robbins event was he was talking about the importance of feeling fulfilled. What are the things that make you feel like you're making a difference? Is it money? Is it impact? Is it making other people laugh? Is it giving back? What are the things that make each of us operate? The thing is, like, it really is, it's a little bit different for each person, but in some way, it's focusing on giving back and then acknowledging those times when you have been able to do that in a small way and paying attention, like, feeling that gratitude, actually celebrating the small little wins, actually celebrating the things that you are doing on your journey. So those little pieces add up to a completely fulfilling, feeling life. Wow, there's a lot of feeling in this episode. But one of the biggest examples that he gave me was, he was talking through, like, what are the things that make you feel good, right? What are we working towards? Then his example was Robin Williams.
My name? I thought I gave it to you, dear.
No.
Oh. Don't fire.
One of my all-time favorite actors. Was he successful? Absolutely. Did he have boatloads of money? Yeah, I'm sure. Did he make people laugh? Did he have a super successful career? Like all those things that we're kind of striving for. Did Robin Williams have those things? Yeah, of course. What he didn't have was a feeling of fulfillment. He didn't celebrate those little things or even the big things that he was doing that were giving back. He didn't acknowledge, like, here's what I'm doing to give back to society. He didn't take the time or the energy, the effort or the resources to make those things happen as a contributor back to society or back to a person or back to an organization or whatever the thing may be. And when you don't do those things and you don't acknowledge the little bits that you are doing, you just keep feeling like, okay, it's this goal that's out here and I am not going to feel fulfilled until I reach that. Which, if Robin Williams can't even do it, what makes me think I'm going to? And that was just a message that really resonated with me. And I think it was shortly after that that I actually started keeping a gratitude journal and actually, you know, actually starting something out, because I was journaling before, but I didn't really include it. So now, then I started including, I feel grateful for. And at first it felt stupid and cheeky. And, you know, I'm like, I'm grateful for getting enough sleep last night. I'm grateful for my dog being healthy. I'm grateful for my family being close to me. But if you challenge yourself to not use the same thing and it's always something different, what happens is there's a shift that happens in your mind to where through the day, as things happen, you start to like, oh, I want to put that in my gratitude bank. Oh, that's a good grateful for. That was really cool. I want to remember that one. And so something flips in your head and all of a sudden you're paying attention to the things that you're grateful for. And you're paying attention to the things that you want to celebrate. And it makes it a lot easier to pay attention to those things that it's like, oh, you know what? I found a dollar on the ground today and I gave it to somebody in the grocery store. And it wasn't any big deal at all, but like, I'm grateful that I found the dollar and that I was able to brighten somebody's day. Like little tiny things like that and acknowledging them starts to make a real difference. And I've really been thinking about this and I'm actually just kind of sharing with you guys in terms of how it looks in my personal life and how that I think could and should extend into my business life. So several months back, my husband, poor people who are married to us as entrepreneurs, right? The things that they have to put up with. So my husband, Cody, and I were not on the same page on a lot of things. And we were not having the best of days in our relationship. And one of the things that we looked at was like, we are just of such complete different mindsets, right? He's an engineer. He's very structured. He's very ABCD. And he's like, I don't want any of the woo-woo stuff. Don't give me anything, Tony Robbins. Like, no, let's figure out another way to kind of get on the same page. And meanwhile, I'm like totally dove in the deep end of the woo ocean, right? So like, all right, how do we find this common ground in between? And we kind of took a few things from a couple of different people's pages. So one was from Alex Sharfin, whom I love, and we use these tactics in our business and in our team meetings and things like that. And that is, what are your top three things for today? So I do that for business because I'm like, I know that there's 15 million things on my to-do list. And it gets really frustrating to not check those things off and know that there's just this insurmountable to-do list ahead of me all the time. And what I started to realize, and thankfully Alex Sharfin actually said this as well, he's like, no, just make it three things on your to-do list. Just three things. Just pick three things. And you can accomplish three things in one day. And so that started to be the pattern that I followed. And I was able to get so much more done because I'm able to look at like, all right, what are my three things for today? I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then it was much easier bite-sized pieces to be able to do that. And I started making more strides because I wasn't getting stuck in overwhelm of, oh, here's all the things I have to do. So that's one of the things that I actually implemented in my personal life. So every morning, my husband and I, we talk about what are your three things for the day? And sometimes those are like business related, work related, or like we're going to clean the house, or I got to get this thing prepped for dinner, or we're going to go whatever. I got to go run to the store and get this or something. Like it made us a lot easier and it worked really well for both of us, but especially for him to be able to be like, all right, here's the things that I'm working towards, so that I knew what his plans and organization was and he knew what mine was. So every day we have a plan. What are your three things? And then we also started doing, what are you grateful for? And so it just is a simple little thing. Every day we talk about something we are grateful for, and it has to be something different every day. And it has been really fun and interesting and eye-opening to see the things that he is grateful for that I hadn't ever even sometimes even considered or thought of, and vice versa. And so it's like, oh, that's a good one. I like that. You know, something that like, it just kind of shifts your perspective. And it literally takes, I don't know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes in the morning. But that's a thing that we do now every single day as we talk about what are our three things and what's our grateful for. And that's something that I definitely want to continue. And I was thinking about it, like I do the three things in our team calls and stuff for internally, but I don't know why we aren't talking about the things that we're grateful for. There's no reason not to. So guess what, team? That is coming. Yes. I think it's a good place to incorporate. And I think that in some ways, there should be a way that that can incorporate back into what we're doing business-wise. Wouldn't you want to do business with somebody who is helping to point out things of gratitude and things that make you feel good? And would you resonate better with somebody that way? So I think that there's something we are going to start playing with and practicing, figure out how to get that message out there in a way that really feels authentic. Because I know there's a lot of, I'm going to say squidgy sort of messaging that'll happen that's like, oh, I'm grateful for this. But it's really just like a passive, aggressive sort of like underhanded way of just being like, oh, look at my success without actually saying that. And I don't want it to come off that way. Because really what I'm talking about here is things that you really and truly honestly are grateful for. So I'm going to challenge myself to actually figure out a way to incorporate that into my team and also incorporate that into our messaging that we have for customers and for prospects, because I think it's just so important. And I think it's a way of celebrating those small wins and working towards that overall feeling of fulfillment and accomplishment that we want as humans, that we want to be able to do. That is a core underlying how we are wired as humans that should resonate to everybody. And I felt like what a better time to talk about it than right now. So from my team to yours, from my heart to yours, and from my family to yours, I truly hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving and take the time to think about the things that you are grateful for and share those things. That just made me all emotional for some reason, but I really, really think that the world's gonna be a better place if we all share those things. Okay, signing off. Until next time, guys.